to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
It's so wonderful to be here, especially as we approach the holiday season. So I wonder, first of all, has anyone ever felt pressed during the holidays? Just curious. Family pressures, latent family issues, time pressures, financial constraints or requirements. Not you, right? Never. Well, during the holiday season, there's a lot going on, and we can learn a lot from prior holiday experiences and celebrations. So one of the faiths is Judaism, and one of the holidays during this season of many holidays is Hanukkah. And so I want to go into that briefly because it can teach us a lot about us and about moving through the holidays or anything that you've got going on, or that we've got going on, or that I've got going on. Because they say when you're preaching, you're only preaching to yourself. So I want to talk about the Hanukkah story a little bit, because you're not being pressed. You're not being stressed. You are preparing to be blessed. So the king of Syria, King Antiochus or Antiochus, depending on how you want to pronounce it, decided that he didn't like diversity. And because the Jews prayed differently than him, he decided to persecute them. In truth, he wanted to meld them into the Syrian culture. And so he wanted to quash their ways that differed from the Syrian culture. So he attempted to ban Judaism, and he tried to destroy the temples. That didn't go over so well with Judah Maccabee and the Maccabee followers. They kind of didn't like that. So they raised resistance. And despite being badly outnumbered, they eventually persevered. However, when they went back to the temple that the Syrians tried to destroy, it had been badly damaged and almost destroyed. So they set out to clean it up again. They set out to sanctify their sacred space again. And they set out to resume services. The problem was that when they got back and everything was a mess, they only had enough oil to light the candle for one day. And this was important because when they looked around and they saw all the mess that was there, they realized it's going to take more than one day to clean all of this up. But they only had oil enough for one day. And they thought, how are we going to get through this? Because we've got to go clean up the temple. We've got to bless the temple. But in order to bless the temple, we need new oil, and there's only enough for one day. We've got to go out, and we've got to pick the olives. Then we've got to strain the olives when we can only pick the right ones. And we've got to strain them over and over and over again to extrude out all of the impurities. Then we've got to go through all these rituals to bless the oil. And we can't do all of that. We've only got one day of oil left. Do you think they were feeling stressed? Do you think they were feeling pressed and stressed? Yes. So what happened? What happened with this story of the Maccabees? Well, what happened was the oil that they had that was only a one-day supply of oil lasted for 8 days, which is why the Hanukkah menorah has 8 candles on it and why the Hanukkah celebration lasts for 8 days. That was the miracle. That was the wonder of their community that we celebrate this month, because the theme this month at CCSL is the wonder of community. They were a community of faith, and their faith was fulfilled. Now, there's a lesson in that for all of us, no matter what we're going through as a community, and no matter what we're going through as an individual. Just like they were pressed, and thus just like they were stressed, they were preparing to be blessed. And just like you at times may feel stressed, just like you at times may feel pressed, you are preparing to be blessed. And I understand this, and I understand the uniqueness of this community in that you have been on a journey to find a new minister for some time. There may have been times when you felt stressed about it. There may have been times when you felt pressed about it, pressed to find that new minister. But you are preparing to be blessed. And in our own individual journeys, there may be times when our desire and where we are relative to that desire may seem to be at odds. And just like the Maccabees thought, we only have 1 day's worth of candle, 1 day's worth of oil, but we've got 8 days. It takes 8 days to press new oil. What are we going to do? Has anyone here ever appeared to have fewer resources than necessary to reach their goal? Or is it just me? You know, as they say, as a minister, I'm just talking to myself. It could be just me. I've been stressed. I've been pressed, but let me tell you something. I've been blessed, and so shall you be. You have a blessing of God awaiting you as well. You just have to be prepared for it. And the Maccabees and the Hanukkah story can teach us about that. Because when their backs were against the wall, they were stressed, but they were preparing to be blessed. So what can we do while we are stressed? What can we do while we are pressed? What can we do to prepare to be blessed? Well, one of the things that we can do is to use our superpower. And we have a spiritual superpower. That spiritual superpower is the power of choice. And let me explain how this works. You can choose what you see. You can choose what you choose to be. You can choose how you react. You can choose how you act. And let's look at the Maccabees and what they taught us about the power of choice. When they went into their temple and had it been severely desecrated, did they look at it and think of it as impossible? Did they look at it and think, oh, what a mess? Did they think of it and say, oh, what a shame? No. They got to work. They got to work. They looked past the current appearance because they knew that there was one power, one source, and that source would get them through it. So they looked past it. Did they go into, oh, we can't do this? No. They went into their power. They chose the power of their community, and they knew that the power of their community and the faith in their community would get them through it. And they leaned on the law, not their own understandings. They leaned on the law. They said, I have a choice. I have a choice to see this as impossible. I have a choice to give up. I have a choice to get discouraged. I have a choice to stay small. I have a choice to stop. They obviously didn't take that choice because they fought the Syrians, right? So they leaned on their power. They leaned on that one power, and they leaned on the law. The law that says, I am with you always. The law that says there is only me and my will for your good. The law that says no matter how it appears in this moment, I am with you and I am bringing you through, for I am you and you are in me. And as you move and breathe in me, your faith shall be fulfilled. They had that power of choice. That was their superpower. Now we all have that power of choice, and it is all our superpower. I'm reminded of the 98-pound mother who who got in a car accident and her baby was in the car. And she lifted that 3,000 pound car. And on the television interview afterwards, they said, "You're 98 pounds. How did you lift that car?" And she said, "I had no other choice." Her superpower kicked in. But guess what? What if we could use that superpower at all times? That was the law of love. And she used the power of love. Her love for her baby caused her to forget about her limitations. Her love for her baby caused her to forget about the wreckage that she saw. Her love for her baby caused her to forget about herself. In that moment, there was only one power, and that power was moving through her. That was the power of love, and that was the law of love. And that power and that love caused her to lift that car and save her baby. She didn't think she had another choice, but we all have the choice to be in that power. We all have the choice to lean on that law. Proverbs says, "Lean not on your own understandings, but trust God, and He will direct thy paths." So we have that superpower, and we can choose it always. Just like the Maccabees had the superpower of the faith of their community and the wonder of their community. And we have that superpower in our individual paths as well. We can choose to be a victim of everything we see outside of us. Or as A Course in Miracles says, "I am not a victim of the world I see. What I see is a reflection of my no, so that I can choose the yes God has for me." And let me repeat that. What we see, for as Ernest Holmes says, the universe is simply an objective reflector of our consciousness so that we can see it and choose differently. So what I see outside of me, if it is a mess, is an expression of the consciousness within me that I must see in order to choose a different consciousness. And when I choose the consciousness of the one power, with God all things are possible. Amen? And so what happens? Every once in a while we might see a little wreckage on the road, right? Every once in a while we may see a little wreckage in our lives, right? Every once in a while we may see a little stress. Every once in a while we may feel a little pressed. Every once in a while we may have more month than money. Every once in a while... And what has happened? We have swerved, you know, we have swerved out of the consciousness of God. And when we swerve out of the consciousness of God, it's not comfortable. The consciousness of God is comfortable. The consciousness of God is light. The consciousness of God is love. The consciousness of God is easy. And when we swerve out of God's lane, we may get a nick on our fender, right? When we swerve out of God's lane, we may get a little bit of a mess. I saw on Route 29 on the way up here, I counted 5 bumpers that I saw on the side of the road. They swerved out of their lane. But you know what? I love new cars. Because they have this thing that keeps you from swerving out of the lane. It's like at first I had to get used to it. It's like, this car is driving itself. I don't like this. I can't be in control. And I want to be in control. How many of us want to be in control instead of letting that superpower keep us in the right lane? Amen?
Amen.
I didn't like it. But you know what? There is that one power. And as we acknowledge it, it will keep us in our lane and keep our bumper from being out on Route 29. Frederick Biles, who worked with Ernest Holmes in establishing the first Science of Mind churches, said, "There is a power within you. It can lift your life to the highest level. It can change illness into health. It can bring peace amid turmoil. It can bring success out of failure, victory out of defeat, and it can bring companionship and happiness out of loneliness, and it will respond to you." So, when we think we are being stressed, when we think we are being pressed, we are preparing to be blessed, because what we are seeing in that stress and in that pressure is the no that we can turn to yes. And there is a power within us that can turn that no into yes. It is the innate power of God within each and every one of us. And as Marianne Williamson said, quoted by Nelson Mandela, it's not just in some of us, it is in all of us. And so when we are going through challenging times, there may be a bigger meaning. It may be to show us, this is your no. Wouldn't you like to choose yes instead? This may be the universe swerving us back into our our lane because we have that internal system that says something's amiss here and I want to be back in peace. I want to be back in joy. I want to be back in love. I want to be back in harmony. So whenever we get out of the lane of love, it may show up in our relationships and friction in our relationships because there's a part of us that needs love, and that love may not be showing up in the ways that we want to control it and the ways that it's supposed to show up in our relationships. Amen?
Amen.
Whenever we swerve out of God's lane, it may show up in our work in terms of work pressures or work frictions or work that doesn't serve us or doesn't seem to serve our highest purpose. And what is it? It's an opportunity to listen to God, and it's an opportunity to know that you are a vessel for God's love, and no matter what you're doing, as you know that your ultimate task is to be a vessel for God's love, you will deliver love in whatever it is that you're doing, and the love that you deliver will make it easier in all thy ways. Acknowledge that you are the source of love, and God will direct you to the right job in the right way with wonderful service and a wonderful pay, according to Florence Scovel Shinn. When we're going through challenging times and we may swerve out of our lane, we're preparing to be blessed, because when we swerve out of our lane, we reach out to God and God calls us back. Just like that system in my car calls me back when I'm getting across the line, God will call us back. We will remember God. We will remember the presence of that one power within us. We will remember that that presence works for us, for our best interest. And even if we swerve out of the lane, that may be for our best interest, in order for us to know this is not for my best interest and I have swerved out of the lane. Let me lean not on my understandings. Let me stick with God.
Yes.
And A Course in Miracles 292 says, and a happy outcome to all things are assured. So no matter what your stress is right now, whether it's more month than money, because December is a long month and there's a whole lot of money to be spent, amen? Whether your stress is your business or your work and resources that or support that may not seem to be there, whether your stress is family issues that lay latent for 11 and a half months of the year until you gotta go home. You are preparing to be blessed.
Yes.
There is one power within you. That is the power that is in everything. That is the power of God. That is the power of love. Call forth that power. Remember that power is around you at all times. As Ernest Holmes says, there is no spot where God is not. And sometimes we forget and we swerve out of the lane, but that causes us to, oh, I'm out of the lane. Let me call in the power. Ooh, I'm out of the lane. Let me remember that I am the power. Ooh, I'm out of the lane. Let me remember that the power is greater than anything outside of me. Because one of the other scriptures that I absolutely love is that, and this is where Frederick Biles got this from, is there the power of God within me is greater than anything outside of me. And that's where Frederick Biles extruded the basic principle of the science of mind. So, when we understand this, we can understand that, me and my scriptures, weeping may last for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We can understand that if we swerve out of the lane, the one power will guide us back. And as we call on the one power, it will be automatic. We can understand that when we're being stressed, when we're being pressed, that we are preparing to be blessed, because that causes us to call out for the one power. That causes us to remember the one power. And each time we call out for the one power, each time we remember the one power, that power gains more strength within us, and we rely more on it than our own understandings. And so we will always be called back. We will always be called higher. We will always be called to our greater good. And A Course in Miracles lesson 292 says, a happy outcome to all all things is sure. So no matter what we're going through, no matter how we're stressed, no matter how we're pressed, we are prepared to being blessed because a happy outcome to all things is assured. And let me read you a little bit of the text of that so it's not just another aphorism. A Course in Miracles lesson 292 says, a happy outcome to all things is sure. And the first line of the lesson is the most powerful line I've ever heard, which is, God's promises make no exceptions. Yes. God has promised a happy outcome no matter how you're being stressed, no matter how you're being pressed, and God's promises make no exceptions. He guarantees that joy can be only the final outcome, but it's up to you when you choose your joy. So stick with the law that there is one power within you and in all things, the law that one power blesses you, the law that one power is omniscient and omnipresent, the law that one power will guide you to your good, the law that one power is love, the law that you are love, the law that you are lovable, the law that power is always and only what is, and anything else is a figment of your imagination when you forgot about the law. In all ways, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and all thy soul, and he shall direct thy paths. So lean not on your own understanding, and this is the part I put in, lean on the law, for the law is inviolate, and the law is within you. Just like those geese had that GPS within them, the law is within you. Lean on the law that is within you. That law is perfect, and you are perfect. That law is whole, and you are whole. That law is complete, and you are complete. That law is love, and you are love. That law is good, and you are good. That law is harmony, and you are harmony. Lean on the law. You're not being stressed. You're preparing to be blessed. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.